And so we're here this morning to continue to cultivate the development of the body and the mind and the heart. Steadying, gathering, and expanding the system. So I'm going to just speak a little bit about this first practice, and then we'll do a body scan together. And when we do this body scan and the body practice, the body leads in this. We're anchoring first in the body, but of course the mind and the heart are all in there too. You'll notice the mind coming and going. In fact, I have a poem here by, again, Rosemary Wotola Tromer, who works a lot with Susie, one of our dear friends for the Sangha. And so you'll hear Susie referred to in this poem. And it's a poem about the initial instructions for breathing body meditation. So focus on your breathing, Susie says. Imagine this next breath is your first. And for a while it works. I feel the inhale move from nose to throat to lungs. Feel the new air travel through my legs and arms. Then breathe it out. I'm curious. I follow as the breath becomes my daughter, and I wonder how her first day of climbing went yesterday. And that was so weird how she was in my dream last night when I swallowed a spider. Oh yeah, exhale, inhale. The breath. My chest is rising, my hands are still, and wouldn't it be nice to go walk in the redwoods? How long has it been since we were there? 97? 98? And inhale. There it is again, the invitation to take the first breath. And wow, feel all that air as it rushes in and fills the body, like the balloons at Finn's birthday party last weekend. That was so fun. The boys in the warming sun playing out on the lawn. I can't believe how sweet they were to each other. And breathe. Right here. Paying attention to the places where my body meets the ground. Butt, knees, shins. And isn't it wild how the hum of the cars on the highway outside at first sound like a gong? Wrong, wrong, think breath, or not wrong, just another invitation to embrace the process. Each thought like the wind, and I'm rowing a small canoe. Is silence always this loud? Someone across the circle is snoring, and from the kitchen it smells like Thai curry. And Susie says, return to the breath. And for another moment, I breathe in, breathe out. And I thank you, mind, for all this practice. You're so good at what you do. It matters, this dance, this chance to be present, to show up and meet the all that is. I so want to know what is true. You might find your meditations like that this morning. And so within this dance of body and mind, we can also bring the heart in. And the heart is the quality of kindness that we can bring in to this dance. Knowing that this dance is the way it is. Being with what is here. The mind as it moves is as important as the mind when it's still. The mind as it shifts and does its thinking thing, and then we come back and we're mindful of that is the practice. And the kindness is meeting it just as it is with great acceptance. And so we can notice all the parts of this practice and notice when we might be in kindness and when we might be in resistance or reactivity or judgment of the mind. And it's as important, that's also part of the dance, it's as important to see those, both of those parts with as little judgment as we can. Oh, there's resistance. Oh, there's judgment. Ah, I'm a meditator now. I shouldn't be judging. That's all part of it. The mind is so in... I often think that the mind is like a puppy dog. You know, there's... I went to a neighbor's... I stayed with a friend once, and she had a beautiful little dog. And the little dog would run out of the room and grab a toy and come back and say, here, here. And then it dropped the toy, and then it would, a few seconds later, run out of the room, grab a toy, and come back. It's like the dog was saying, do you need this? Here's something else for you. How about this? And that's kind of the way the mind is. The mind will go away thinking, and thinking, you know, is looking, very often, looking for something that the things we might need. And it'll come back with this wonderful memory. Wasn't that such a nice memory? Here's some ease for you. Here's some happiness for you. Or it'll start thinking about the to-do list and come back and say, are you sure you don't need to take care of this? It's trying to do its best for us. And so watch its movements in this practice. And see if you can bring a curiosity and a friendliness to it. And so the basic instruction, I'm going to offer four instructions. The basic instruction, settle into the body, the sense of the body sitting. Or breathing, however the body is most comfortable for you to sense. Some people like to rest in the breath. Some people like to rest in the sense of the whole body. For some people, it's the hands or the feet. Breath isn't the place for everybody. So you find your way, your place of resting in the body. And then when thoughts come, the first, acknowledge the thought. And then usually we come back to the body. But let the thought bring you back to the body if you can. Sense in the thought. Notice what the thought is, and then sense in, you know, is there any place that this thought is in the body? So if it's a resistant thought, if it's a thought of, kind of a habitual reaction against the thought, where is that in the body? Is there a tightness? Or if there's no resistance, if there's a looseness and an ease with the thought, notice that too. That's just as important. And then come back to the body. Come back to this anchor. We can notice that there's a difference between thoughts that rise, which we can't control, and the continuation of thinking that thought. And that's a really important thing to notice. We often think that thoughts come and we don't have any choice or any control in that process. They just carry us away. But what we can notice is that we do have some choice there. We have the choice to return to the body. And that's really important. We have some agency with thoughts. We're not at their mercy. That's important. And so when the thoughts come, can notice the texture of them, notice the response in the body. Is it tight? Is it loose? Is it constricted? Is it kind? Then come back to the body, realizing that we have this choice. So, and then secondly, the second instruction is to, if there's a thought that's very strong, repeating, very intense, then it's all right to let go of coming back to the body and turn more directly and fully to that thought. We want to explore that thought. So this is where the difference between the thought rising and thinking comes in. We're not going to think that thought. We're going to pay some attention to it, though. It's calling for attention. And this is, again, still where the body comes into play. Where is this strong thought? Where is it in the body? Can we sense where it is in the body? So then we're still with the thought, but in the present moment in the body. Can come into the moment in the body with the thought. And then we can also bring kindness in. We can put a hand on the heart or just see if we can soften around the thought. Offer ourselves some softness and gentleness. And then as the thought kind of loses its grip or the mind starts thinking about something else, we can notice, then we can come back again to the body then. Does that make some sense? Come back to the body. So number one, if a thought comes, we come back to the body as an anchor. Secondly, if the thought's strong, explore that thought. And then as it wanes, come back to the body. Number three, notice just a little bit, notice the impermanence of thoughts. This thought, notice how it doesn't last for the whole sit. Notice when it wanes. Notice when it wanes. That's really important. Because then we learn that thoughts come and go. Just think, just sense in right now, how many thoughts have come and gone for you since I first started talking? Quite a few, probably. That's important to notice. These thoughts that we think are a big problem, they come and go. Where are those thoughts now? So noticing, you can notice the impermanence of thoughts. And then the final invitation is that in the meditation, if you're noticing the mind's really wandering, I don't usually use the word wandering, it kind of slipped in there, because I don't think the mind wanders at all. It moves, but it's not wandering, it's doing its thing. And so if you notice something that you're resistant to, that you don't like, it's all right to say, I don't like it. It's all right to not like it. Noticing resistance, noticing the movement of the mind, doesn't mean we have to love it. Michelle McDonald one time was practicing metta with Sayadaw Upendhita, one of our root teachers, and they did metta every morning, and she didn't like doing it. So she's let herself stomp up and down saying, I hate metta, I hate metta. I hate metta. I hate metta. She let herself fully be in it. So that's originally her mind was resistant to metta, but she let herself be fully in that resistance. I hate metta. And so it's all right not to like what's happening. It's all right that it's unpleasant if it's unpleasant for you. Resistance in the mind can be unpleasant. It's all right when the mind doesn't like what's going on, and then you don't like the not liking. So let yourself not like things and notice what that happens or what that does with the resistance, any resistance that you feel. We're allowing that resistance. Just let that be big. How big is it? All right, so we'll settle into our development of the body, mind, and heart practice. And I'll invite you, we'll do a body scan. So for those who wish to lie down for the body scan, do that, and then we'll sit up partway through. So if you can have your lying down place close to where you're going to sit up, that's great. If not, it's okay. You can be anywhere. And we'll just come up as simply as we can into the seated posture partway through.